from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The new president of Nigeria says we must rescue those little girls.
I, Muhammadu Buhari, do solemnly swear.
Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, sworn in today in a peaceful exchange of power, says Nigeria cannot claim victory over militant group Boko Haram without rescuing the schoolgirls kidnapped last year from the town of Chibok. Mr. Buhari said in his inaugural speech Friday that the 219 girls kidnapped in April of 2014 must be rescued. He called Boko Haram a mindless, godless group far removed from Islam. Mr. Buhari, who succeeds Goodluck Jonathan, is the first Nigerian to defeat a sitting president in popular elections. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Richard told reporters in Bangkok earlier today the thousands of migrants adrift in southeastern Asian waters need urgent rescue. Ms. Richard is in Thailand to attend a one-day meeting of Southeast Asian countries and rights groups. Southeast Asia is battling a humanitarian crisis involving thousands of people smuggled from Bangladesh and Myanmar into Malaysia and Indonesia through Thailand. At least four people have been killed in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Saudi officials claimed to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said in a statement that the bomber had managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. One witness said security volunteers tried to stop the vehicle from entering the women's side of the mosque. This is VOA News. To celebrate this year's Africa Day, the African Ambassadors Group to the U.S. held a series of events highlighting the progress the continent has made and the challenges that lie ahead. To top off all the celebrations, a gala, which Miriama Diallo attended, she reports on the fun but also on this year's theme, Women Empowerment and Development.
From traditional dances from Rwanda and Ivory Coast to a whirling dervish, an Egyptian folk dance, to Nyawa music from Morocco, it was a night of celebration. Mohamed Taufik is Egypt's ambassador to the U.S. and co-chair of this year's event.
What is particularly important is that Africa is succeeding. Africa is on the rise.
Ambassador Rashad Bouhlal from Morocco says this year's theme about empowering African women is of the essence.
Women in Africa are extraordinary. We just need to give them opportunities.
In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Africa Day celebrates the establishment of the Organization of African Unity, now known as the African Union, established in May of 1963. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people. VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
Iraqi troops at an army base in the north are getting ready to start a ground offensive at a moment's notice. Their commander says police and local tribal militias will participate in the battle.
We will work as a team. We will have the highest level of coordination.
Coalition airstrikes already have begun to weaken Islamic State positions ahead of the ground offensive. Iraqi special forces and Shiite paramilitary fighters fought Wednesday to retake a major oil refinery from the militants. The large Baiji refinery complex has changed hands several times in the past year. The government recaptured it from the militants in November. Earlier this month, the militants broke through the perimeter of the complex and have been gaining ground. Zlatica Hoek, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces pulled out of the border town of Ariha on Thursday after bitter fighting with the al-Fatah army. Number of casualties is unclear. Al-Fatah is a rebel coalition led by the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front. And FIFA President Sepp Blatter has called for unity among members of football's governing body, promised to work to overcome its corruption scandal if he is reelected. The election is to take place today. Many higher-ups are calling for him to go. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.